Ladies and gentlemen, it's a day that ends in Y, and it's time for Wisecracking with Winter from the Funhouse. Hey, guess what? Political Paul's here. Political slash producer Paul, are you there?
I'm here.
Are you so excited about today's games, dude? We got Tampa Brady versus the LA slash St. Louis Rams. And then tonight's big tilt, you got your Buffalo Billy Rubens versus the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be hard to top the excitement of yesterday's games, but, you know.
Right.
Hoping for the best.
Well, you know what? I think we should get the good old G-Man on the phone to help us break all this down, don't you think?
Hey, there's an idea. Now, where is he at these days?
Oh, he's down in Texas.
Southern Texas? West Texas?
Southern Texas. Paul just went on hold because we're trying to connect with the big G.
Hello.
Yeah, hello, Dad.
Yeah.
What's going on? You ready to talk a little football?
Okay, who do you want?
Well, I got Paul on the phone, too.
I don't care about Paul.
Well, he can hear you.
I don't care.
Hey, I still haven't gotten my $5 from Mike, have you?
No.
Ooh.
I'll have to send that over on the old Venmo. What'd you think of yesterday's games?
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I liked them both. I took $20 from Joey. He was really upset calling from the bar. They're bringing me another round right on the way right now.
So Joey is a giant Packers fan, right? All of a sudden?
Yes. Yeah, but I don't think he is no more. I think he just got cured.
Oh, that's too bad.
Anyhow, what about this game, the first game? What's the spread on that?
Well, we're talking Rams-Buccaneers.
Is that the first game?
It is. The Buccaneers are a 3-point favorite at home.
I'll take the Rams.
You want the Rams?
Yep.
All right.
Plus three.
Exactly. And how much would you like to wager on that?
$10.
Paul, you want in on this action or?
How am I gonna do a 3-way bet?
I don't have a clue.
Well, you can make your own bet with them.
Okay, whatever.
Paul, do you want to take Tampa?
No, I thought you were taking Tampa.
I am taking Tampa.
There we go.
I'm betting against my dad for $10, and I'm taking Tampa -3.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
You can bet that against Paul, too, then. That way you could be a double loser.
Oh, both of you guys like the Rams?
I do.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough game to pick.
Okay, you two argue it out. Give me the next game.
Why is it so tough to pick?
Make this a half-hour conversation here.
Well, the Rams have got better talent than Tampa Bay, don't they? But Tampa Bay's got home field advantage, and they got all the experience of Tom Brady. I mean,
yeah. Okay.
Well, what puts you on the Rams, G?
I just like them. I think Tampa Bay's at the end of its rope here.
Why do you say that?
Because it's going to be his last game.
You think so? Did you get some kind of inside information from Tampa? Or?
Yeah.
Wow.
She told me.
You asked his wife, or who'd you ask?
Gene.
You asked your girlfriend if Brady is going to retire or not, and she said yes. So that's what's going on?
Brady's going to retire, and Butchkov from Green Bay is going to go to a different team.
You're talking about Brett Favre?
Rose, or... the quarterback for Green Bay.
Oh.
Brett Favre? Good God.
The know-it-all.
Rodgers.
Yeah, he looked good on that opening drive yesterday.
Yeah, then on he went downhill.
Yeah.
I don't know why he stopped passing the moron. Let's talk the other game here.
Well, just to pause on the Green Bay game for a minute. So
you guys want to call me back when you know this bullshit?
Well, why do you think Rodgers is going to go to Denver after that?
Yeah, he's more or less at Denver.
Well, yeah, Rodgers.
Nobody said nothing about Denver. You got me in the middle of this shit. I don't want in the middle of this shit.
You
got
to be in the middle of this
shit.
I'm
watching golf.
Well, then you got all kinds of spare time.
What if he went to Minnesota?
Oh, that's interesting. What if Rodgers went to the Vikings?
Why don't you call me back when you want to bet the other game?
We're going to bet the other game, but you can't have a conversation because golf is on? Seriously? We're just talking about the games. That's it.
Okay.
I think
who's winning the old golf match?
Yeah.
Well, who's winning golf match? Who's winning? What match are you watching?
It's the one with it's co-ed. Men and women are golfing in it.
Wow, I didn't even know that was allowed.
It shouldn't be allowed.
What is this, Hooter the 21st golf. Century?
Hooter golf. Some of the women are a hell of a lot better than the men. I watch women golf all the time. Some of them are extremely good.
At putting?
Short games.
Oh, yeah.
Putting and chip-ups. They're hell up, but they can't hit it as far as the men. But they're damn good in the short games.
Well, you drive
okay,
for
showing. Okay, moving on to the Kansas City and Buffalo. And I want Buffalo all the way.
Why Buffalo? Uh-huh. What makes them the smart
guys? Because I like Buffalo. I think Buffalo's going to win the whole works.
Really?
I do.
But last year they laid an egg in Kansas City. They couldn't get it done.
I can't help that. This is a whole new year. What's the spread in Kansas City and Buffalo?
Paul's got that information. Paul?
It's Kansas City -1.5.
Buffalo all the way. $20 on that one.
Oof.
I don't want that. I like Buffalo myself.
Yeah, okay. I like Buffalo.
Mike, you're the odd man out again.
No, I'm not. I like Buffalo, too, for some
okay,
reason.
Okay, we ain't betting that game, apparently.
Unless, you know.
So I got.
You bet the over-under.
No, I ain't getting into that shit.
I'll take
Look at the over-under on the Green Bay game. 13 points.
Yeah, did you bet the under?
I didn't bet that shit. I don't bet that shit. I got my bets in. You guys should carry on the conversation.
I'll take Kansas City if you give me 10 points.
What else you want to talk about?
Why not? You seem pretty confident about your Billy Rubens. I mean, give me 10 points in Kansas City.
No.
Well,
no.
Give me.
What part of no don't you understand?
Give me 8 points.
The N or the O?
Well, 8 points in Kansas City. How about that?
I'm going to say goodbye.
If Kirk Cousins was the quarterback for Kansas City, I think I'd
I'm
bet.
Saying goodbye.
Why? Why? What
Kirk
do you got
Cousins
to do?
Kirk Cousins was good. I'd bet $100 against the game.
That would be a smart bet.
Yes, it would be.
How's life treating you down south?
Not worth a shit.
What's going on down
it's
there?
It's cold and rain. It's going to rain for 4 days.
Is that putting a damper on your outdoor activities? I mean,
yes, no shit. Right now it's 45 degrees and mist. We just out got groceries. It sucks.
It's sunny.
I've only had two.
Here in Indy.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that.
What's it up
it
there?
It just sucks here.
Cities, Mike.
I believe it's like 11 degrees, but it's sunny. Very sunny.
11, huh?
Clear skies, though.
That's nice.
You got the U.S. Yeah. Pond Hockey Championships going on over at Lake Nokomis, if that's what you're into.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah. You used to go to those, Dad, didn't you? The pond hockey stuff?
No, I never did.
Oh, I thought
pond hockey?
Yeah, pond hockey.
Stand outside and watch them play hockey on a pond?
Yeah. Well, there's no...
I must have been really drunk.
There's no goaltenders.
I had to be really drunk.
Well, you might have been. You know, it's like mid-70s we're talking when you used to get out.
Well, I watch them from about 8 miles away. That's what it sounds like.
Here's an interesting question somebody asked me the other day. Do you think the Vikings would be better off if they played outside? Do you think they'd have a better record or they'd still
be better off if they quit?
Jesus. So do you think they're going to have Kirk Cousins for another year and then get rid of him or what?
Yeah, they already paid him that stupid contract. They'll keep him for 2 more years.
Well, he does have the good stats. So.
Yeah, what?
The stats.
What'd you say?
He has the
what, good... looking up at the stars?
He has the good...
That's a good gift.
He has the good stats. I mean, he's like a top 5 quarterback, just not in wins.
You practice in the bedroom... talking to yourself or what's going on here?
I'm just going with the hard facts. And I think if he had a better offensive line and a better wide receivers and a better
running
back.
Pretty much a whole new team.
Well, you got to build around a talent like Kirk Cousins. He's like the
that
Michael
should take
Jordan.
More than 10 or 12 years.
He's like the Michael Jordan of football right now. So you build a team around him is what you do.
You got to be kidding. Michael Jordan of football. You guys practice more talking in your bedroom
well,
by yourself.
If you go by just the stats, I mean.
What the hell are you on? Maybe I can buy some of it for you.
Like his passing.
What are you on?
Well, Dad, honestly, if you look, all kidding aside, I mean, he's obviously not the Michael Jordan of football. He might be the LeBron James of football, but Michael Jordan, that's just crazy. I mean.
I think you fell and hit your head on the ice, didn't you?
His passer rating is through the roof. I think it's like over 100.
Yeah, out of 10,000 people.
And the other thing is
100 people.
If you were going to start, okay, if you were going to start a team tomorrow.
You're doing a goddamn radio broadcast, ain't you?
We're always doing radio. Everything
okay.
is radio, and you're great.
Sign
radio.
Me off.
If you were going to start a team with Patrick Mahomes or Kirk Cousins, which would you pick?
Mahomes.
But yeah, but he's not a winner like Kirk Cousins.
Jeez, goodbye, Mike.
Well, I know you got a lot going on with it being raining and, you know, you can't leave the house and all.
You talk about Cousins. We're done. I don't like Cousins. I never did like Cousins. He's way overpaid. And all he does is look up at the stars on that offensive line we have. That's all he's ever going to do is look up at the stars after he's laid on his back.
I don't know, Paul.
Until they get a whole different line. What they need is about four tanks in front of him.
Paul,
that's the only way he's going to be safe.
If the Vikes called you and wanted you to be their new general manager, what would it take to get you to trade Cousins? Would you need like a fifth round pick? Fourth round pick?
No pick.
Ham sandwich?
Yeah.
So you
would never pick him.
You wouldn't ask for anything in return for Cousins. It would just be where you just cut him loose and that's it.
I just for a thank you for taking him.
The problem always is where does Kirk Cousins land? Do you think he goes to Green Bay?
On his back.
Do you think Green Bay would trade us Rodgers for Cousins even up?
You're on something here.
Well,
what is it? What are you on?
If you're comparing
Rodgers
stats.
Rodgers is going to be a free agent, isn't he?
I think
he's
so.
He's going to be.
Yeah. Do you think
Rodgers.
Yeah,
they only paid him 1 year.
Right. So do you think
after
Rodgers.
After this loss, he ain't going to be so popular in Green Bay anymore.
Well, that's
you can't trade a guy you don't have under contract.
That's true. Do you think the Vikings try to acquire Rodgers?
No.
And keep Kirk Cousins?
No.
The Packers could send over a bag of cheese curds as an offer for Kirk Cousins.
I'm saying goodbye.
Well,
goodbye, guys.
Well, what's going on there?
The game's on right now, 2 o'clock.
I thought
say
it was,
goodbye.
Well, I thought it was 2:30.
Well, there you go.
Okay. We'll check right. in with you a little
thanks
later.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks a lot.
We got one bet, $10, and I got the other team playing.
You took Philadelphia and plus 3 points.
Yeah, Philadelphia.
Mike's got the Giants.
Okay, goodbye, guys.
L.A. Rams with
nice talking
3
to you.
Points there.
I got the Rams plus 3.
All right. Sounds like a bet.
Okay.
All right, we'll get at you later. Well, it's always good when the big G checks in. Right, Paul?
Yeah, absolutely. good to rehash the Kirk Cousins talk.
Oh, for sure.
For people who may have missed it in the last episode.
So you and I both have bets on the Bills for tonight. I mean, I just bet the money line. Did you take the points in the Bills or just bet the money line, Paul?
I got the money line.
Okay.
I don't need that point and a half. It ain't doing much for me.
So I think we need to put a pin in it for now. And we're going to have Victoria on a little later. And we'll have the game on in the background. And we'll get her reactions to our bets and the game, the KC game, as it's happening. Because I think that'll be good radio. What do you think, Paul?
Okay. Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Let's do that. Stick with us. Okay, so as promised, here's the second part of our exciting NFL. Is this like the divisional round? Yeah, weekend. And we're watching your Kansas City Chiefs versus Paul's Buffalo Billy Rubens. And we're joined this time by Kansas City superfan.
Was that what you're calling me now? Victoria.
Hi.
And direct from the Circle City, the Windy City, however you want to look at it, the old Big Apple, Indianapolis, producer slash political Paul Lambie.
What's up?
So what's up? We got a very tight game so far, 17-14.
We just scored again.
Is it under review?
It is, but it was a tight. No, it's not under review.
Oh, it's not.
Touchdown.
23-14. Your Kansas City Chiefs, Victoria. How are you feeling about that? Oh, and they just missed a
Are you kidding me?
They just missed a very easy extra point.
Man, this is like last week when I was watching the game with you, Mike. I'm 30 seconds behind.
Oh, that sucks.
People that have money spring for cable TV. People that don't have any money spring for Hulu. And that's what Paul's watching.
Oh, and that's what I watch at home also.
No, you weren't supposed to do that. See, I was winking at you like you have.
Oh, I don't cable. Have any money.
Oh, okay. All right.
No.
And your dad hasn't turned off your cable yet,
That's right. Otherwise, you would be watching my Hulu.
That's true.
Hey, they missed the extra point.
Yes, they did.
And as usual, Paul is behind.
Yes, he is.
Paul, you want to give us the keys to the game so far?
The big key so far is that the Chiefs have managed to score 9 more points than the Bills.
Ah.
Hmm. And I think the Bills not going for it on 4th-and-1 on their last drive was a bad decision.
Should somebody be let go?
No, I mean, you know, well, it depends on how the game turns out. I wouldn't fire anybody in the middle of the game.
I think the game has lived up to the billing.
But you don't want to, you know, the Chiefs are a team you don't want to be behind multiple scores to, because once they start scoring, it's hard to, like, stop them, you know, drive after drive, which you're going to need multiple stops now if you're the Bills to get back in front.
Have you thought about becoming a head coach? With that kind of insight, I think, well, the Chicago job is open.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting here waiting to be headhunted. I mean,
well, the Minnesota job is open.
Actively searching, but, you know, if my phone rings, I'll entertain offers.
I think the Vikings will be getting Andy Reid next year.
I think.
Those are what my little birdies are telling me. My NFL insiders is that Andy Reid will be leaving the Kansas City Chiefs.
We know that's not true.
For a tough, he wants a challenge.
Well, that would be a damn big challenge.
He wants to be challenged. I mean, it's too easy in Kansas City to win. You have Patrick Mahomes. You have Christian Okoye.
What?
You have, what's the name of that tight end? Gonzalez? You have
Tony G?
Yeah, you have Tony G.
Yeah. We're putting a few different years together at the same time, I take
Yeah. You have, what's the name of that good defensive tackle? Jared Allen.
Derek Smith, is that?
Yeah. You have Derek Smith, Joe Montana as a backup. It's almost too much talent for one team. It's almost too much talent for one city.
Right.
What's your takeaway from the game so far, Victoria?
I haven't gotten to watch a whole lot of it. I made nachos and sat down and watched a small portion. And then
in between looking at your phone.
Well, I was talking to my son, let's be fair.
At any point while you were here, did you look at Facebook?
No, I have not been on Facebook.
No Facebook.
No. I have been texting with Tyler.
Political Paul, producer Paul, is your wife able to completely ignore Facebook and watch a football game?
I don't think that's something that has been, as far as I know. No, probably not. I mean, could she do
it? Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. The Billy Rubens. Oh. It looks like they're going to score. It's number 13. What's that guy's name?
Gabriel Davis.
Gabriel Davis has just scored for the Billy Rubens here in the third.
Are you kidding me? 75 yards?
Yeah. Yes.
75-yard reception.
Wow, that's really something to look forward here to
in 30 seconds. Yeah, we're rewatching it.
Well,
while
Paul
you
is 20 seconds
it.
In the past.
Yeah, God, that sucked. All right.
Well, sounds like this game is tightening right up, like the first three divisional round games.
It's kind of been that way.
I'd say
all
it's
weekend.
Tight as an anus. How about you, Paul?
How about that early game comeback, only to have Antoine Winfield Jr. get to blow his coverage on Cooper Kupp and give it back to the Rams after they did everything they could to give the game away?
Victoria, where you at on that one?
I didn't watch it.
I did watch it. How do you know that it's Antonio's fault? Or Antoine, or whoever the hell his name is.
How do I know that he blew the coverage?
Yeah, how do you know? Well, maybe he was supposed to be covering somebody else. Have you ever thought about that?
I had not only my right eye, but my left eye open, and I watched Cooper Kupp run right past him, and then him turn around and go, oh, man, I better chase this guy.
I got to blame the coach.
Pretty clear that he blew the coverage.
I do believe Antoine Winfield Jr. or the second, I think it's the second, attended school at the University of Minnesota.
He did. He's I guess, a fellow alum to me.
So we can't be blaming Gophers, can we, Paul?
Well, you know, you got to do that. You got to call him like you see him.
Calls him like
you
see
him. And I saw him blow that.
Did you lose any money on it as a result?
Well, it depends on whether the Bills win this game, because I had a three-game parlay with the 49ers, Buccaneers, and Bills. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, if the Bills win this game, then Winfield cost me a little bit of bread. But if the Bills don't win, then it was for naught anyway.
Victoria, what do you got on this game?
Not a thing.
Three-game parlay?
No, I'm not much of a gambler, as we all know. I'm not a degenerate.
You'd have to find a guy like Pop.
What the hell?
Right.
You keep fading out because you're in your nuclear
bomb shelter.
Bomb shelter basement, yeah. So, Paul, seeing how as the Bills are playing and all, and it's topical, what has the juice been up to lately?
Yeah, he has some comments on the Cowboys. Now, I can give you the full, like, 2-minute clip, or I can give you, like, 25 seconds at the end that's kind of the funniest.
I think we should go with the full 2 minutes of O.J. Simpson. Yeah.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. All right. All morning, it's the Cowboys. It seems to be like, enough with the Cowboys. Come on. The game shouldn't even been close if it wasn't for some 49er miscues. Garoppolo missing Ayuk wide open, throwing an interception at the worst possible time, and actually snapping the ball before the line was settled on a quarterback sneak. If none of that had happened, the 49ers would have ran away with the football game. I'm sure Dak, after seeing things today, is going to apologize to those officials. Dak was wrong. Seems like they need a new coach. I got a suggestion. Go get Flores, the guy that just left Miami. I think he learned James' lesson. He had some, I guess, people problem in Miami. That's why he's out.
People problem.
He's a winning coach. In Dallas, he won't have to worry about personnel and people. Trevor Jones has done a great job bringing personnel in there. I guarantee you, he will make them a much tougher team. You know, I kind of want to say enough, Bruce Willis, I guess, as him and Pulp Fiction, enough for the sorry poor Cowboys. Let's move on and talk about the prosperous Buffalo Bills. Go Buffalo. The Buffalo one day will be playing the 49ers in a Super Bowl. There is a chance, and I would look forward to that. You know, I was looking at something. You realize that Mark Sanchez, Jake DeLone, Brad Johnson have more playoff wins over the last 25 years than the Cowboys? Why are we talking about the Cowboys? Enough of the Cowboys. You know, I see where Doritos, they have this new flavor, Doritos. It's called, it has a picture of Dak Prescott on the bag. And it's called Nacho Year.
I just made a funny right there.
I'm just saying, guys. Take care. I can't wait till next weekend.
You like that?
Yeah, that was great. How he repeated a joke that's been on Facebook or any other social media now for like the past 5 years with the whole Nacho Year thing.
Jesus Christ.
Great, great stuff.
That's classic juice right there.
Victoria?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Brad Johnson's got more playoff wins in the last 25 years than the Cowboys?
That's what the juice said. I looked at all the stats, and Kirk Cousins is the number one quarterback, and Brad Johnson has more victories. He did say Kirk Cousins.
We didn't hear him say that.
I'm pretty sure he did. Victoria?
Well, you might have heard it.
I didn't listen to any of it. I just let you boys listen, and I was just sitting here quietly letting you do your thing. I didn't listen. I don't have a clue what he said.
Go ahead.
There's a 17-second clip of OJ in a club that he tweeted last night. You want to hear that? I have no idea what it sounds like.
Yeah, I want to hear it, and so does Victoria, right?
OJ in the club.
Did he scream out, "Where's my knife at?" That's what I thought I heard. Victoria?
Maybe he said, "Oh, knifers."
I'm going to kill you. I thought he would say that.
I don't understand the comedy value of that.
Of OJ Simpson at the nightclub?
No.
Of what?
The whole, I don't know. I'm sure it's funny in somebody's world, just not mine.
What's funny? OJ Simpson at the nightclub?
Yeah.
OJ Simpson on Twitter?
He's just...
What would you guys do if you were out having a nice dinner and you looked across the way and you saw OJ?
What would I do?
If we're going to see OJ...
Both of you guys.
What did he just say? I couldn't tell.
Say you and I went out for dinner somewhere locally and we're enjoying a nice dinner and... We look over and
like
there's
McDonald's because that's where we usually go.
McDonald's or Burger King.
Yeah.
And Perkins. And we look over and there's OJ Simpson. Wow. I mean,
wouldn't be there. He makes way too much money being stupid to go someplace like McDonald's.
Okay. Let's say you and I are at a very nice restaurant.
But that doesn't happen.
It has happened, though. This is all for fun.
Maybe you guys are out at a bar watching some like 80 metal cover band. And you see OJ up there moshing?
Sure. So he's out there dancing along to some washed-up 80s song. Okay.
Yeah. What would you guys do? Would you go over to get an autograph?
No.
Would you go call him a killer and tell him he should be behind bars?
No, because I like my life. I don't want to be the next one.
Would you say, "Go Niners"?
No.
Go Knifers?
Let's go Knifers. I might yell out, "Let's go Knifers." If it's topical, if the Niners are playing that week, yeah.
Would you reach into your coat pocket and pull out your gloves and ask him to try them on?
Or I think I would. I'm sorry. But he's still a very large man. He's older. Yeah. He's like the big G's age. I think, isn't he like 73 years old or so? OJ Simpson?
I'm going to look it up.
Victoria?
So you think you need 74. Double XL isotoners for him to get his hands into him?
OJ is 74 years old.
Wow.
Do you have any more OJ Simpson stuff, Paul?
I mean, nothing else that I've previewed. So at least Goldman and Nicole didn't get choked up on this.
Now that's gold.
Wish the Packers had that killer instinct you always had, OJ. Would have gotten away with the win easily. Somebody says, "Shit, I see too many blondes. Somebody warned them. The juice is on the loose." He's cutting up that dance floor. Juice, are you looking for the real killer there? Could be there, you know.
Do you think OJ did it, Victoria?
Absolutely.
Why do you say that?
Because he did. He's guilty. He had, shit.
First down, Billy Rubens?
He had a damn good lawyer. All he needed, and lots of money.
Do you believe that, producer / political Paul?
I mean, everybody knows he's guilty. Why you ask such a stupid question?
Yeah.
And it's trying to get some controversy going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you want to tell us that he's innocent?
Oh, no, he's guilty.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
You know, I'm not 100% sure.
You're not?
No. Mm. I mean, there is probably like a 1% chance he didn't do it.
No, he did it. I don't even think there's a 1% chance.
But the gloves didn't fit.
Mm-hmm.
And you must have quit, right?
That's right. Nobody else is stupid enough to leave him behind.
Well, he was in a hurry. He had to get out of town.
Yeah. No, I know people have been charged with murder on less evidence. He's guilty.
People have been convicted of murder.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Put
convicted.
On death row. A lot less evidence.
Yes, people have been convicted. It's really hard to do a podcast and watch a football game.
No,
at the same
I can
time.
Do it. We once did a whole public access TV show while we sat and watched the Vikings the entire show, and then we took phone calls.
Walked out of the club, saw OJ looking over my new Ford Bronco. Said hi to the nice blonde with him.
Sorry.
He gave me some great driving gloves. Thanks, OJ.
We are now in the fourth quarter, score 23-21, 11 minutes and 44 seconds left to play. Are you looking for a realtor?
I am.
You are? Mm. And you're looking to make the move?
Or maybe you are.
I might be, actually. Mm-hmm. And if I was looking to make the move to Circle City, and I had zoning questions, and I had questions about which boxcar I could afford, or a storage unit I could maybe live in, there's one person I would go to. You know who that is?
Who is that?
Well, I'll tell you what. That person is Paul Lambie.
Who?
Paul Lambie. You know Paul Lambie.
Where?
He's down the street. Over there at Carpenter Realty. He's there right now. He's
Paul
there.
Paul Lambie.
He's there right now on a Sunday night.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. I heard about that guy.
Yeah, he's there 7 days a week, 22 hours a day. Paul Lambie is in that real estate office working on
he
that
sounds
Rubik's
dedicated.
Cube. He is a dedicated individual. He's got the lowest closing costs of anybody in town.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Pretty sure.
Huh. All right. Then.
Supposedly.
Oh.
So if you're in the Circle City area and you're looking to buy or sell your hovel, look no further than Paul Lambie. You know Paul Lambie. He's right down the street at Carpenter Realty. Hey, Paul.
I do know him.
You've got a good new email address maybe you want to give out to people that are looking to find you.
It's bettercallpaulrealestate@gmail.com.
And what is that one more time for the kids that weren't paying attention because they're watching football?
It's Better Call Paul.
Better Call Paul. Look at you.
Real Estate. bettercallpaulrealestate@gmail.com. And you know, this Paul Lambie guy that we're talking about,
yeah.
You don't even have to be in the Circle City to get help by him.
Really?
If you're in, I don't know, Boise, Idaho, because you got a lot of listeners out there, I hear, right, Mike?
A lot of shut-ins and a lot of white nationalists.
How about some Bozeman, Montana?
Bozeman,
yeah, I heard
Montana.
You're now the number 13 podcast among Northern Idaho white nationalists.
Well, that's something. I don't know if I should be hanging my head or pumping my fist.
We've also got all the polygamists in Utah.
We do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't know I appealed to Mormons. That's cool.
And you got people who live in the back of their pickup trucks in West Virginia.
Yay. I like
right?
those people. They're my people.
Do
and,
I have any mafiosos in New
anyway,
York?
Anyway, you know, if any of those people need a realtor, Paul Lambie can set them up with a good realtor in their area.
And how would you go about doing that? Because you don't know anybody in Boise, Idaho. You don't know anybody in West Virginia.
Well, you know, Paul Lambie and Carpenter Realty, they've got connections with realtors all across the globe through the Leading Real Estate Companies of the World Consortium.
Wow. That sounds really hard to get into.
We're there to get people connected wherever they might be or wherever they might be going.
Everybody on the sidelines, we're doing this little thing, and I'm trying to figure out what it was. I was trying to do it to you to see if you knew what it meant.
On the Kansas City sidelines?
Yes.
Were they making an L and putting it on their
it
heads?
It was not an L.
Oh. Well, I don't know what they were doing.
I don't either.
It's probably some Native American
thing. Well, Paul
thing.
Will see it here in about 10 more seconds.
Right.
Yeah, my stream just paused a second ago, so I might be 40 seconds behind that.
Uh-oh. Mine's been doing that like all day today.
Do you think it has something to do with the Kansas City chop?
I don't think so.
Is it like some kind of Native American?
No, they're putting a thumb
to their
head.
Forehead and their pinky out. It was some call they were making, but I didn't know what they were doing.
Do you think it's like Pocahontas?
It's like, I think it's they're calling for the unicorn play.
Is that what it is?
Maybe.
Oh.
So anyway, if you need a realtor, get a hold of Paul Lambie. If you need a DJ, Evolve Entertainment on Facebook, send us a message. It's Evolve Entertain on Facebook. Black and white logo, Evolve Entertain, Evolve Entertainment. Need a DJ, need a caterer, need an officiant. That is your spot to go to, is Evolve Entertain. Oh, look at
shit.
That. Chiefs just lost yards. Fourth down.
We're going to have to try to kick another field goal.
9 minutes and 30 seconds.
I can't wait to see this third down play.
You're lucky
they didn't lose the football on that previous play.
You might be able to push it forward a little bit now that you were stalled. It might.
Yeah, I guess I'm back within 30 seconds now.
See?
Wow, third and one, they're not going to make this?
They're not. Harrison Butker is out on the field right now.
I'm not stressed out about it.
28-yard attempt.
It's up, and it's no good.
Yeah, it's good.
What? Was that Travis Kelce doing a quarterback option?
I don't
know. What was that play?
21-26.
But it didn't work. It's now.
Mahomes wasn't even taking the snap.
No, I know. And it didn't work.
So we got the ads out of the way. Should we move along into youth sports?
Sure.
Okay. So your daughter is a female wrestler. Now, I know many of you at home are thinking...
She's a wrestler, yes.
Wrestler. Like she wrestles for GLOW or the WWF. No. If her son
was a wrestler, would you refer to him as a male wrestler?
Exactly.
Maybe you two should have this conversation. Maybe I'm not woke enough to have it.
Well, no, but like you don't say Tyler is a male football player.
So but I say Emma's a female bowler.
Well, maybe you shouldn't.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Oh, my God.
Is there something special about being a girl and playing a sport?
Danica is a wrestler. Tyler is a football player.
Okay,
Emma
what if,
is a bowler. But you know what?
What if Emma was a football player?
Then you would say Emma. No, you would say Emma is a football player.
And they'll look at me weird and they'll be like, European football, you mean soccer football player?
You say, no, she plays football.
And they'll say, what do you mean? Like in the backyard with you? Because there's no girls on football teams usually.
Okay.
Right?
But you think if you say she's a female football player, they'll go, oh, okay.
Well, right. Yeah, they'll be like, oh, well, that's something. Right? I didn't even know that girls played football. And a lot of people out there, well, maybe not as many now, but still, some people, more than likely in West Virginia, do not know that girls they wrestle now.
Just so you know, Iowa sanctioned girls wrestling yesterday. It was a big day.
It's a big week. They got electricity and that.
They were the 35th state to sanction women's wrestling.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
There's only 15 states that don't sanction it, I guess.
Indiana's one of them.
Yeah. I don't know. There are still 15 states that have not sanctioned girls wrestling.
We usually come in about 40th or so, somewhere between 38th and 45th as far as, rankings of doing anything good.
Anything worthwhile.
Yeah.
Why don't you talk about the trials and tribulations of her young wrestling career as a girl? And explain that to our friends in Boise, Idaho, who are busy cleaning their guns right now, getting ready for the race war.
Great. Well, I mean, when we first started out, she started very young. I think she was 4. And when she started, we would go to meets and she would be the only girl there. Or maybe there would be one more. And we would show up. And I would say that she was wrestling and they would look at me funny. We had dads who wouldn't let their sons wrestle her because she was a girl. Even though she was 5 years old, they would not let their sons wrestle her.
Did you explain to them that it was okay because she's a female wrestler?
No, I explained to him it was okay because wrestling is not a sexual activity. Wrestling is just wrestling. And really, when it came down to it...
I walked in on my parents. They said it was wrestling and it wasn't.
Yeah. When it came down to it, the further along we went, kindergarten, first grade, more people would not have their sons wrestle her, but it wasn't because... she was a girl. It was because she was beating all of them, and the daddies didn't like that a girl was beating their son.
What about mommies? Did mommies and daddies hate it?
I'm going to tell you right now that I have run into one mommy who has been upset when my daughter has beat their son. They're upset, but we run into them later. I run into moms who months later, years later, know her name. They come up and talk to me. They say how great it is to watch her and how much they enjoy watching her. Moms think it's cool that she's wrestling. I have never, ever had a mom say that their son can't wrestle her.
So it's not mommies, just mainly daddies.
It's mainly daddies.
How do the daddies react? Do they look disgusted by their son for losing to a girl? Do they look like they want to crawl into their own skin and disappear?
Yes.
Are they mostly overweight?
As time has gone on, it's gotten a little different. Now there are a lot more girls wrestling. And daddies are a little more used to it, probably. But yes, they don't like getting beat by a girl. They will say things to their sons like, "Don't get beat by a girl," as they're out on the mat or,
That's got to do wonders for their self-esteem.
Well, you know what? She's better than them. It happens. And it's okay for boys to not always be better than a girl.
But if you tell your son that he's a loser for losing to a girl.
Yes. Well, there are some asshole dads out there. We have run into them. In fact, Mike has seen some of them at tournaments.
I've seen a lot of asshole parents, period.
Oh, well, you see them at tournaments screaming at their kids in a corner for losing.
Yeah, I've seen it. And there's a lot of crying in wrestling, I've noticed, over the years of going to these meets and learning about the sport. That these kids are always, they're always crying.
Here's the thing with wrestling. It's an emotional sport because you can't blame anyone else but yourself. If you lose, it's your fault. There's no one else to blame. You don't have any teammates. You don't have anyone else you can look to. And it's,
you can't blame the ref and say that, like, oh, you got your shoulder up before the three count.
Well, that always, yeah. I mean, that happens.
Can't blame, like, the other kid's manager for throwing a foreign object into the ring.
You know, that was coming next. I was going to say it if he didn't. Yeah. So.
But the other thing is, wrestling is 3 minutes. Well, for her, it's three. Once you get older, it's longer than that, 150, 450. Of pure adrenaline, like hardcore adrenaline. And when you come down from that, it's got to go somewhere.
I'm always tired because our standard time is about 3 minutes.
Oh, God.
And then after that, I'm just exhausted.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I'm usually crying. Yeah.
Continue. I mean, what's the worst story or what's the worst experience you ever had with a daddy? Out of these, you know, years of wrestling.
I've had so many daddy issues.
Right? What's the worst one, though?
I don't know. I mean, I have had fathers yell things like pull her hair near in the crotch. Like, they have treated her like she's not a human being because she's a girl and she's out there wrestling. Or if she wants to do a boy sport, then treat her like a boy. Which, okay, like a human being.
You can't treat her like a boy and grab her in the cock.
No.
Right, Paul?
I wouldn't think that would work, no.
No.
I mean, do the boys need each other in the crotch all the time?
No, they don't. And in fact, that would be a really bad thing to do.
So that's super cheap.
It is. Just a couple of weeks ago, we were wrestling a kid who consistently beats Danica, but he was losing, and the first thing he did, because Danica didn't bring her little hair cap that she wears so her hair doesn't get pulled, first thing he did was go for her hair.
And that's legal? In the WWF, it isn't legal.
Yeah, it's not really illegal, but it's not good sportsmanship.
Paul?
I don't know the rules. I'm just learning.
Because growing up on the hard streets that Paul and I grew up on, here in South Minneapolis, hair pulling back then was always seen as pussy.
Yeah.
As cheating.
Yeah,
as cheating.
It was pretty frowned upon.
In a street fight, it's considered cheating to pull somebody's hair. But in an organized wrestling event, hair pulling is perfectly fine.
Well, it's not perfectly fine.
Well, you know, it's legal in the NFL. I mean, if a guy's hair is sticking out the back, you can grab him and tackle him by it. So.
I don't get that either.
Well, it used to be that wrestlers never had hair. Like, they would cut their hair pretty short so that it didn't get in the way. And
people all the hair? Pull it.
I don't know that. Probably not.
Okay. Paul?
I sure wouldn't know.
But yeah, I don't know. She is doing something that is a male-dominated sport. There are some challenges being a girl and being in a sport like that. Weigh-ins are tough. Trying to keep our weight under a certain amount is hard. I hate to give her weight. What are you raising your hand for?
Do they have those toilets like jockeys have?
Yeah.
Where they puke before the horse race?
Do they have toilets?
Well, no. They're like special toilets for like the jockeys, so they can go into the jockey's room or whatever it's called, and they can puke. And they have like
no, they don't have. But they,
how is the toilet special? I want to know more about it.
It's just a toilet. I don't know.
You gotta, if you Google it, you'll see what I mean. There's already somebody
Google
in
special toilets,
Seattle, Washington, that's listening, and he's looking it up right now.
Yeah, no, but we have gone and weighed in and been over, and it's nothing for a guy to say. You need to go try to poop. That's what you do. We don't throw up. We poop.
How do you force yourself to poop? Do you stick a finger up your ass, Paul?
God.
I mean, I've heard there's things called laxatives.
But what
I'm
if you need
sure
to get rid of it right now?
React.
Like right
Coffee.
Now. Coffee? What if you have like literally minutes to make weight?
Then you're not going to. Unless you have something in there and you can push it out.
What if you brought an enema bag?
Yeah.
And gave yourself a warm soapy enema.
I don't know. I think I would rather just not make weight.
Paul?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not that into wrestling.
So here's something. So
there's always another match down the line, right?
That's right.
That's what they say. That's the way the old ball bounces in wrestling.
No, wait, though. If you don't make weight, can't you just move up to the next class?
It depends. Right now, with the whole COVID thing, you may not. Once you have told them what your weight is going to be, that's where you have to be. When you're wrestling,
COVID doesn't move from one weight range to the next.
Right.
Yeah,
I guess. I don't know. But you can't change brackets. When you're wrestling like dual tournaments, you have a weight because you have a team then.
Is that like tag team?
No. But each person wrestles for a certain weight.
That was cheating.
It was not cheating.
That was cheating.
Shut it.
Number 22 of the
Chiefs.
No,
there's no flag.
What's his name? Thornhill?
Thornhill.
Was cheating. He hit the guy before he even had a chance.
The guy has the ball. Then he tackled him. Then the ball came out of his dirty little hands.
This is what you call home cooking.
It is not home cooking.
I can't wait to see this in about 20 seconds.
For you know, it's the fourth quarter, 3 minutes and 28 seconds left. Buffalo is down to
by five
and moving down the field. Game's getting
very
tight.
3 minutes and 40 seconds left here in Indianapolis.
We're at 3:20.
So anyway, why is tag team wrestling frowned upon? Why don't they have tag team?
Because that's dumb.
Why would that be dumb?
Because that is some WWE scripted bullshit.
Have you guys ever, like, I mean, do you get together with the other parents or people who run, like, the leagues and discuss, like, how to make it more exciting? Has there been discussion about putting ropes around the mat?
Laser light show.
No. No.
Folding chair match.
I don't think so. Crap. Come on, get him.
Can you...
Damn it.
Can you score a point for doing a flying drop kick?
No. But Danica did go flying last weekend.
Yeah, you can throw your opponent with like a judo move, right? Is that
yeah,
what it is?
So in folk style, you have to have a hold of them. So as long as you're flying with them, then you can do it.
So you could do like a body slam is legal.
Kind of, sort of, yes.
Fireman's carry.
Yes, that
driver,
is a real thing.
Suplex.
Yeah. Figure four.
Oh my God.
DDT.
Suplex.
We like headlocks. We do a lot of
Can you do the Hulk Hogan style leg drop?
No.
So once the opponent
is semi-conscious on the mat.
If the opponent is semi-conscious, can you give him the finisher? Just a big leg drop.
Should we bring Danica on the next show and you can ask her all these things?
We could. I think she'd just get annoyed and turn the mic off and walk away.
She probably would. She'd pull a G.
Probably.
It would be a great show with her and G together.
That would be certainly something. So, speaking of happenings, at your last wrestling meet, you had your own Rocky IV moment. Where you were Apollo. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Danica was like Apollo, and you were Rocky in the corner, and Danica was in trouble, and...
It wasn't quite like that.
Mike, does this make you Adrian up in the stands?
Yo, Adrian. He wasn't even there. He couldn't be bothered.
Dude, I'm like Pauly.
Like, come on, Rock. Win another match. I'm hungry. I need a salami sandwich. Come on, Rock.
Right?
Would you like to hear my story?
Paul?
Well, who's Adrian pleading? Stop the fight!
That would be me.
No, okay. But you're Rocky. You had the towel, right?
That's true.
Yeah, Rocky was the manager for Apollo in the exhibition.
Okay, I suppose you're right.
I must crush
you. Did you hear somebody in the crowd yelling, stop the fight! Stop the fight!
Well, her coach was wanting it to end. And then I stopped
it. So he was Adrian.
Probably, yeah.
Was she fighting a Russian?
Yeah.
No.
Was this an exhibition?
No.
So did we miss a little bit of the story? Why did the fight need to be stopped?
Yeah. So we were wrestling in Shakopee.
Was she wrestling against Ivan Drago?
Yeah.
I must crush you.
Oh, God. She was actually wrestling a kid who has scored 2 points on her in the last 5 years. Has never beat her.
Is that a lot?
2 points, like, no. Considering matches can go
10, 15 points, yeah.
So in 5 years that they've been wrestling each other, he has scored 2 points on her in 5 years. And that could be, they've probably seen each other 30 times easily.
So super grudge match for the 31st time.
Something like that. We were in Shakopee. Gotta love Shakopee. And Danica tripped on ice on the way into the meet.
A foreign object.
Yeah. And banged her elbow on the ground and her head against a car.
Yikes.
Yeah. So,
do you have a good personal injury lawyer?
I might need one. So
didn't your cat slip on the ice once, Paul, and hit its head?
We will we'll give some free advertising to anyone who wants to be my new personal injury lawyer.
Could be a job for Richie.
Richie Barrister. Yeah.
There we go. Anyway, so we go in and her elbow is hurting and she's crying. Because there's, you know, all sorts of crying in wrestling, right, Mike?
That's from what I've seen. Yeah. Not really the girls. It's mostly the guys.
It is. Well, she was crying. She was in a lot of pain. And we went to go see the trainer. And the trainer looked at her elbow and had her do some exercises and said, well, it's not broken. It's probably a pretty bad bruise. It is swelling. I'm going to give you some ice.
So he gave her the shot.
No.
Cortisone?
It was a she. The trainer was a woman.
They shot her up.
No.
Paul?
They gave her ice, and they told her she was not allowed to wrestle until she came back, and they cleared her.
Got it.
So about 15 minutes later, we go back, and they do some tests, and it hurts. And they said, it's up to you. And she said, I'm wrestling. And that was that. I said, okay, you know your body. And really, honestly, I didn't know if it was her elbow was hurt or if her pride was hurt. So I let her wrestle. And the first kid she wrestled, she has beat before. And the first thing he did was went for her arm and put her.
How did he know? Who was giving him the inside information?
Well, she had an ice pack on it.
Was his manager Jimmy the Mouse South?
Yeah, I don't know.
There must have been a mole in your camp.
I know.
Was it Vern Gagne?
It could have been. Anyway, so he put her in an arm bar, and she was hurting, and she lost that match. She walked off the mat, and her coach said, I think she's done. And I said, I think you're right. He said, go take her over to the trainer. So we went over there, got some more ice. The lady was like, listen, I don't know. You're going to have to get an x-ray. It's, you know, it's swollen, but I don't think it's broken. So I told Danica she was done. And she said, no, Mom, I can wrestle one more match. It's this kid that he's never beat me. I, you know, let's let me do it. I'm fine.
It's a lot like Apollo because after the first round, Rocky was like, "Hey, yo, Apollo, maybe you stop fighting. No, huh? What's there left to prove?" And he's like, "I gotta finish this."
Shit, shit, shit.
Hey, it wasn't that bad of an impersonation.
No.
Oh, you mean the Bills. The Bills just scored. Billy Rubin's on top, 27-26 with 1:54 to go in
did
the
ball
game.
Did you see Diggs tackle the guy who ran on the field?
I did not. I just saw the very... I just turned my head just enough to see the touchdown. Ugh, damn it.
Okay.
All right, you can do your Reader's Theater while I watch this.
Okay, so Paul, I'll be Rocky and you be Apollo. Ready?
Okay.
Well, it's after round one against Drago because he survived round one.
Right.
Hey, yo, Apollo, maybe we don't need to fight this. We don't.
Get him!
Maybe we don't need this anymore.
God damn it.
I'm trying to do a...
I don't care. I'm trying to watch the game.
We're trying to do
a very sensitive moment from Rocky IV.
Yeah.
And you're busy going on about some silly American foosball.
Well, they went for a two-point conversion and they got it. So now a field goal will not win it.
No, it won't. The Billy Rubin's up 29-26 here in the fourth quarter. AFC divisional round here on CBS.
Well, it's got to be set up so it can be tied with a field goal. And I'm not saying set up in a conspiracy sense.
Yeah.
Man, that guy was so wide open.
No, he wasn't. He was running across the back of the end zone like at 15 miles per hour. And
I'm talking about the touchdown, man. I just saw the touchdown.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Well, they get the two-point conversion, too.
Yeah, I heard. But, you know, I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, well.
Gabriel Davis, there was nobody within 10 yards of him.
That's
he was the only man in the end zone.
That's what you call blown coverage.
That's what you call Swiss cheese secondary.
So anyway, can I do the impersonation one more time and you be Apollo?
I'm good with it. Yeah, I'm okay. Open to it.
All right, here we go.
Hey, yo, Apollo. Maybe you don't go back out there anymore. You don't need this. You have a beautiful life. It's beautiful. You don't need to fight this guy anymore. You're hurting. I can tell.
Nah, Rock. Nah. Somebody's got to teach this chump a lesson.
Oh,
it doesn't have to be you, Apollo. You can be done. You're the champion.
Ah, this fool insulted America. I'm not going to stand for that.
Okay, go back in there. Don't get any blood on my new Hugo Boss shirt, okay?
Yeah, sure thing, Rock.
Okay. Sorry about that, Toria.
Yeah.
Do you want to go ahead and finish the story? So she's wrestling with a bad wing.
Yeah, and I wasn't going to let her wrestle, and she wanted to because she didn't want to let the kid win. So I let her go out there, and she was wrestling him. She actually had him almost pinned, and all of a sudden I just looked at her face, and tears are rolling down her face. And I, like, just walked on the mat. And I was like, that's it. We're done. It's done. It's all over.
Where was the white towel? You gotta have the white towel like in the movie.
No white towel. Come on, dude.
What?
Rocky, stop the fight.
Yeah. No, I didn't even do that. I just strode onto the mat.
Are you allowed to be on the mat?
If I'm stopping the match, I can be.
Has another parent ever stopped a match? Or did you set a precedent?
I probably set a precedent. I've never seen anyone do that, but I did.
Were you marching out there with a lot of sass?
I did. I walked right out there. The ref looked at me like I was insane. He was like, what? And I'm like, no, it's over. It's done. We're done.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And Danica was crying. And the other kid was super excited. Not that she was hurt. He's a very nice child. His mom, after they handed out medals, his mom thanked me for the only win that her son will ever have against her. That's what she said. She said, thank you. She was like, you'll
so
beat us
he's
next
like
week.
He's like the Kenny the Sodbuster of kids wrestling.
Well, no.
Sodbuster.
He can win.
The Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
He can win. I've seen him win. He just doesn't win against Danica.
Maybe he's more of a Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah, he's good. He's just, you know. Some kids have like a mental block against other kids, and he has a mental block against Danica, and Danica can beat him.
Oh, now he's got that first W, maybe, you know.
It might be harder for her now. It might
move
be.
Up for him.
It might be.
He may be the next King Kong Bundy of that.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Maybe.
Just saying. Well, that's a hell of a story. I mean, my daughter bowls on the high school level, and it's very aggressive. It's very competitive.
Uh-huh.
The girls can be very catty.
You had to run out on the lane once to stop the match.
I did. Okay, here's a scenario. So, went up there and...
Go.
Tried... Oh, no. Look at that.
Yes! Ha-ha!
There's too much time left.
I know that sucks, but...
Tyreek Hill just scored for the Chefs with 1 minute left to go. Making it 32-29 Chefs over Buffalo. So, anyway...
Can't wait to see that.
Yeah. I ran out there onto the lane, and I knocked the ball out of her hand, which then fell on another kid. And I said, no, you've had too many cheese curds, and it's over. She begged to keep going, and it was just a no.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say you ran out there to tell her cheese fries were getting cold.
Paul... Do you have any of your own stories of when you've had to help your cats?
Yeah.
No, my cats, they haven't really been into sports, so.
No?
No.
I'm pretty sure the Chiefs were cheating somehow on that.
The Chiefs were not cheating. Mahomes is a nice, wholesome young man.
He didn't run it in. Hill did. So say it about the real man, Hill.
Oh, Hill is also a nice young man.
No, he's with not. Didn't he slap around his wife? Wasn't that Hill?
I don't know.
Oh, nobody remembers.
I don't have a clue.
Like Hunt?
Yeah.
You got some real class acts on that team.
Oh, should we start talking about...
Who?
Hey, there were...
Kareem Hunt.
I know Mike Hunt and Dick Hunt. They're both from Shenandoah, Iowa.
Those are real people?
Yes.
Can we call them right now? Do you have the phone number?
I don't have their phone number. I have them on Facebook. Mike Hunt, and his dad's name was Dick Hunt.
Dick Hunt?
Yes. Dick Hunt was the chief of police for a long time.
Can you look that up? Is there some sort of Dex online? Is that even a thing
hold
anymore?
On. Dick Richard.
We can add the call.
We're not calling Richard Hunt.
I want to call Dick Hunt.
He might be dead by now.
I'm like, I already know what I'm going to tell him.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey there, sailor. I'm going to come on over there and go on a Dick Hunt. How about that?
Oh, my gosh. Let's see.
Or I heard it's pretty small. I'm going to come over there and look for it, Dick Hunt.
Ugh.
I'm thinking if you Google Dick Hunt, you might find something different than somebody's phone number in Iowa.
Here is an article. A salute to Dick Hunt, a grand character and longest serving mayor of my old hometown. He was the mayor, I guess.
Of Essex?
Shenandoah.
You never grew up in Shenandoah.
This is an article by Dan Offenberger.
Oh, we all know him.
Yeah,
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
He's called the Iowa Boy. He writes for the Des Moines Register. He's actually kind of a famous person around there.
All right.
Yeah. It says, this evening here in my old hometown, our longest serving mayor, Dick Hunt, probably one of the best ever, will swear in his successor, Roger McQueen. What makes this especially noteworthy is that Hunt is also one of our grandest characters. Blah, 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 blah.
Just read the lines where he calls him Dick Hunt.
I'm trying to look here. Mayor Dick Hunt and his wife Lucille were grand marshals of September's Shenfest Parade, which especially celebrated the town's sesquicentennial.
What's his phone number? Is it at the bottom?
It doesn't say.
Is he still alive?
I
want to call Dick Hunt.
No. You're mean.
Why is that mean? I bet he's never been prank called once.
Oh, I'm sure.
Well, here we go. I mean, we're just about the end of the game and the end of the show.
Yeah.
It's 29-33 KC. 49 seconds left to go. 49 faithful seconds. And the Billy Rubens have the ball, and they're at the 50.
You just committed the cardinal sin of sports casting.
What'd you do? What I wasn't listening to
it. He said the score is 29-33 KC.
Yeah, and?
You gotta read the high score first.
Yes, it's 33.
Unless you're doing tennis.
We're not doing tennis.
He's just reading it off the TV. Shit!
Touchdown!
It is not
blaming the teleprompter.
Yeah, if he had a teleprompter, he'd do just fine. But when he has to think on his own, it's no bueno.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'll have you know I have done play-by-play for football.
What?
Thank you
elementary
both
school?
Very much. No, I called play-by-play for a minor league football league here in Minnesota. The MAFL. Heard of it?
The MAFL?
And the MAFL. Thank you.
No, I haven't heard of
for
it.
For the Chanhassen Grizzlies.
Oh.
That was the play-by-play.
For one game?
PA announcer at the stadium. It was a stadium. Thank you.
In Chanhassen?
Yeah.
Oh.
Pass interference! That's right.
Damn it. God. This is super fun radio.
It
How
is.
How many ticks you got left there?
17.
33-29 KC.
Pass 13 interference.
13 ticks.
17 faithful ticks.
Wow, it could have been pass interference on the previous play.
Well, they just got pass interference, but the penalty was declined.
Declined?
First and 10, Billy Rubens. I don't know what yard line they're on, but the Bills are very close to scoring here.
If the Bills score a touchdown,
why don't you just pause it and we'll count to 30 and then.
If the Bills score, I won't, right?
That is true. So you decide who you're cheering for.
Oh,
shit!
The Buffalo Bills have scored a touchdown with 13 seconds left to go at Arrowhead Stadium to make the score 35-33. 13 seconds to go.
Wow. That's a lot of time.
Fuck.
13 seconds. Do you think Mahomes can get down the field in 13 seconds?
Yes, I do. What a game.
I mean, if there was a set for a State Farm commercial at the other end zone, you could get there in 13 seconds, I bet.
Yeah.
Wow, that secondary is terrible.
Oh, you just got to the touchdown part?
Gabriel Davis again?
Yeah.
What is he, the new Randy Moss?
Oh, my gosh. There's a sign that says, Josh Allen, GOAT in progress.
Josh Allen threw a perfect strike down the middle. Andy Reid has had a heart attack, and he's on the sidelines now being treated by paramedics.
That is not true. Be nice, Andy.
They're extracting a cheeseburger from his mouth.
Wow.
I guess he was just choking on it. Never mind. No heart attack.
Why were they playing up like that? I mean, a field goal doesn't do anything for the Bills, and yet they let that guy get right behind him.
Josh Allen is a man-child.
It's like these guys were trained at the Antoine Winfield Jr. School of Pass Defending.
Well, this game has lived up to its billing, ladies and gentlemen. Now we got fans
in Sacramento.
Is there
a pun intended there?
No, not this time. But it has lived up to the hype. My goodness, what a shootout. An absolute shootout.
Mm-hmm.
Another three-point margin, if it stands.
So KC,
that'll be all four games this weekend, decided by 3 points.
Yeah, KC's looking to do here, Victoria.
The first three all decided on the last play of the game.
Victoria, you're a Kansas City super fan. How you feeling? 13 seconds, is that enough to get close enough for a field goal, send this one in the overtime?
I don't know. I can't bear to watch, if we're going to be honest. It makes me really anxious. So I guess
maybe you should pause it for 30 seconds and draw out the suspense.
No, I can't. No, don't you dare.
You don't want to pause the program?
No, we are not pausing it.
Okay.
I can't.
We'll just keep right on talking through it. What are you feeling right now?
Oh, you mean pause the program or pause? He wants us to pause the TV.
Right.
No.
can't pause this
football
cable
program.
This is your standard black coaxial cable.
Because if you pause it, then you can live longer without the Chiefs losing this game.
Yeah, well, we can't pause his TV because it's just regular old rich
people
cable.
Oh, your old man
cable.
Doesn't even spring for a DVR.
I don't know how a DVR works.
No. It's just rich people cable.
So you didn't want to pay the extra $8 a month.
Oh, timeout.
The chefs have taken a timeout.
Another timeout?
7 seconds left to go on the clock. Buffalo up 36-33.
So what happened on 1st and 10 from the 25?
It was like a 15-yard strike.
Oh. Well, they get another 15 yards in 6 seconds.
Yeah.
They have a shot at a 63-yard field goal. Butker's got the leg.
We are going to find out.
We are in 8 seconds.
You going where?
Gonna find out if we're gonna stay in Kansas City or if we're gonna move on to the big time.
Do you have butterflies right now, Victoria? Tell us what you're feeling.
I just want to throw up. I mean, whatever. It's just a game. But I'd like to see Kansas City win it, right?
How about those 49ers yesterday, huh?
How about them? How about those 49ers, like Jimmy Johnson used to say?
Uh-huh.
And how about the Bengal Cats?
Yeah.
Remember, that was my pick for the AFC Super Bowl participant.
That's right.
I lost $5 on that one. Sad to say.
Huh. Come on. All right, let's just get this game going.
What do you think? You've gone to games at Arrowhead, Victoria, right?
I have never been to a game at Arrowhead.
I thought you have been.
I've been in Arrowhead, but
You've
I've never been
in it but with no game.
Right. I've never been there for a football game.
Why were you in there then?
I don't remember.
To fly a kite?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Well, I don't know why.
It was a giant rave. I don't know. I don't remember why.
I jumped through the parking lot after a Royals game.
Oh, well, there you go.
Here it is. Mahomes drops back. He's got him.
Okay.
I think it's Kelce. It's Kelce. He's on the 29.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Josh Allen looks like he's going to throw up in his helmet.
I can't wait to see this play in another 20 seconds.
Yeah. Why didn't they play like
this? This will only be like a 47-yard field goal?
Yeah, well, this is the same guy who has missed, what, a couple of them tonight?
Really? I must have missed that while we were doing this podcast.
Mm.
It's all coming down to this. It's all coming down to a kick. I still say the kicker is the most important player on the team.
You always say that.
So they're going to give up like 27 yards on this play with 8 seconds left.
49-yard
attempt. Here comes Mahomes back to pass. Fires. Hits Kelce at the 40. He's inside the 35. Oh, I think he was down around the 32.
And it's
up. Come on.
And I think it's good.
It is good.
It is good. We're going into overtime.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, we are.
That is the end of regulation.
Yeah, and probably the end of this podcast.
Yeah, I think so.
Everybody is really bored by now.
Yeah, well, thanks for sticking with us. I mean, we
but
covered
what about
a lot.
All the people listening to the podcast who missed the game, and they have no idea what happened.
Right.
Now they're on pins and needles.
Uh-huh. They can just pull it up on their little internet.
Wow. Or they can just pull it out and play with it. And not worry about football.
I suppose they could.
Paul?
Whatever floats your boat.
Mm-hmm.
What did I learn today? What did I learn? Brought to you by your friends over at Evolve Entertainment. Paul Lambie Real Estate. Paul Lambie, you know him over there at Carpenter Realty. He's in his office right now watching this Buffalo Chiefs game.
Uh-oh, somebody's hurt.
I've learned it's not good to make so many bets on sports.
Degenerate.
You could become a degenerate gambler if you're betting on all these games. There's so many avenues now. You can argue either way if it's a good thing or a bad thing that all these states are making this perfectly legal. I will say that it is good fun. So if you're going to make bets out there, and I have bet on this game that I'm watching right now.
What? You told me you weren't going to bet against the Chiefs.
I said I bet on the game. I'm not saying which way because that's bad luck. Because
mm-hmm.
It's know how to...
What it's the Bills.
I know. He promised me, but he's done.
Know how to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run.
Yeah.
You never count your money while sitting at the table. There'll be plenty enough time for counting when the dealing's done.
That's sort of how
So I'm not talking about where my money is on this game. I'm just enjoying it for what it is, a great game.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, betting is fun, but just don't lose yourself. Don't spend too much money. Paul, you got to add anything?
I agree. It's fun to be a degenerate gambler.
Yeah.
Victoria?
I'm not a degenerate or a gambler.
Okay.
So I guess it doesn't really matter much.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for listening, and we'll check all you guys out on the flip later.
Bye.
Say goodbye, Paul.
I already did.